This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua, Simen Kuf Nun Gimel. Simen Kuf Nun Gimel, Seif Zayin. We're up to the Ramah. Okay, we're in Simen Kuf Nun Gimel, Seif Zayin, Ramah, Hagah. Yachid Shabana Beis HaKnesses Unasana LaKahal. An individual who built a shul and he gave it to the tzibur. Dina Kebeis HaKnesses Shel Kahal. It now is like the shul of the tzibur. So if he gave it over to the shul, to the tzibur, it's not his anymore. It's the tzibur's. It's considered like a shul of the tzibur. However, says the Rama, she avalam shir la'atznei ba'ashim kayach, but if he leaves over for himself any domain, ein la mechar, then it can't be sold, ki yam al pi akal, unless the tzibur agrees, v'yal piv, or through him, ayarshav. Says the Mishnah Berurah, dina k'beis ha'knes yakal, v'nim keres al piyam levad. It's sold based on their say-so only. We don't need the opinion of the one who originally gave it. He says, but I built it, and I'm the one who gave it to you. Okay, very nice, but you gave it to us, so, you know, have a nice day. In other words, if you give someone a gift, don't come later and say, you know, I want you to do X, Y, and Z with it. Okay, it's nice to know what you want me to do with it, but you don't have any say. Okay. The Rama continues, V'chozeh loy mayri ela kishayesh lohem besek neses acheres. This is all talking about if they have another shul. Avalim ein lohem rak besek neses achas. If there's only one shul, asr lemaychray. Why? Do afilu sasoy asr shivnachas. You can't even tear it down until you build another one. What is this talking about, V'chozeh? The V'chozeh is going back on what the Mechaber said much earlier. The Mechaber said that if you have a shul of a village, it could be sold. Or if you have a shul of a krach, it could be sold through Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir, B'maimed Anshei Ha'ir. That's talking about if they have somewhere else to daven. But if they don't have somewhere else to daven, you can't sell a shul anywhere. You can't even tear a shul down to build another one. Certainly you can't sell a shul. Meaning this whole halacha of selling shuls is only if you have another place to pray. If you don't have another place to daven, of course you can't sell it. It doesn't matter who owns it. You need the shul. You can't even tear one down to build another one. It says Mishnah Berurah Perish, Hadik Farim, Aisha Krachim Shetalu Aisai. Bidas Yachid, that's Kishiyeshlam Beis HaKnesses Acheres. Hamagin Avram Perush Deroy Tzoloimar, Kishabanu Achshav Acheres. You know what it means they have another shul? It means they built another shul now. They built a new one. They just built a new one. But it's not good enough that there is another shul in the city to daven. If they had two originally, you can't sell one. This din that the Rama is saying that you could sell if there's another one is if you first built another one. But if there are, let's say, multiple shuls in a city and you want to sell one, you can't sell a shul. The din of selling a shul is only if you first built a new one. That's the Magen Avraham's opinion. Aval lahataz bereish simin kufnun beis mutar afilu ba'ifen zeh. The taz says, no, you could sell a shul if there is another one. You didn't have to build another one, as long as there is another one. V'chein das ha'al yarabah sham kevasei. The al yarabah concurs with the taz. V'chein mashav meir hagra. Aval kol zeh dafka kisha oisoy beis ha'knesses meruvach. That, this is only if that other shul that there is roomy. V'hu machzik l'kulam, and it holds everyone. D'i lav hachi pashat d'l'kulayam aser. Also another halacha. Even if you built, even if there it is roomy, but if they talk in it, then you also can't sell the shul. Because if they talk in it, it's not a shul. So it doesn't help that there is a shul. They also have to daven in the shul. That's v'zeh pashat. You know, so let's say people come to Rav, they want to know, could I sell a shul? Actually, I'll tell you the truth. If they talk in the shul, they should sell the shul. They should sell the shul to be a supermarket. They should sell it to be a bowling alley. This way it will be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim more. It will be a bigger Kiddush Shem Shamayim. Because at least Bachram will go there, Bein Hazmanim, and something productive will happen there. As opposed to if there's talking in the shul, it just brings disaster to the Jewish people. Actually, they should bring the housing department and close it down immediately. Anyway, that's okay. I don't know if I ever mentioned that. Kasu achroinim. Da'afilu bekrachim hecha debanu acheres toiva mutter lista rishayna. In a big city, let's say they first built a big, nice other shul. So they could tear down the first shul. The vade kulam nichol b'zeh, everyone would agree. Shlomo Zalman explains that since they first built the new shul with the intention of demolishing the old one, there's no iser. And the kedusha of the original shul is paka. The kedusha of the old shul is paka when you build a new one. Uchvar hataknu zel elbasim kufnan beis. V'chein eitzim v'avonim me'rishayna matur shtamash v'ham lo yitzian l'chulan al pishivet tuva ero b'maymen anshe ha'ir. Also, if you built a nice new shul, the wood and the stones of the first one, you're allowed to use and spend lechulin, use it for a mundane purpose, through the trustees, in the presence of the people of the city. D'may ichbat luhu livnei alma bazeh. Why would anyone care? Kiven sheishtam makam tevaspal. Meaning once you've built a brand new shul, the old shul could be sold and you could use the material for whatever you need. Asr. Okay, the Ramah continues. The Ramah said, if you don't have another shul, then you can't sell it. Asr, afilu b'shivat tuva'ir b'maymen anshe ha'ir. If you don't have another shul, you can't even sell it with the trustees in the presence of the people. Afilu kishamoichrin zeh kidei liknois acheres. If you don't have the new shul built, you can't even sell this one to build the other one. Just like you can't demolish one to build the other one. Dumya destira the asra afilu b'ayfin zeh. Just like you're not to demolish shul A to build shul B, you can sell shul A to build shul B. But if you already built shul B, then you could sell shul A. V'kanal b'simen kufnan beiz. We'll do one more Mishnah Berura. L'machray. Imloy sheyirtzu liknois b'dam acheres. Begavna the leka lemechash lepshiusa. Unless you're selling the first one to build another one in a situation that we're not worried that you'll be negligent and you won't build the next one. For how? Kugan shemazuman basic nesses likach. Ve'ena chasa el nesina samais. What would an example be? You're selling shul A to buy a prefab of shul B. Or a shul was already built, you just didn't buy it. Okay, we'll hold the Mishnah Berurah over here for today.
Recording stop.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.